I've just had the most divine cheesecake. In fact, it wasn't all mine. I actually stole a bit of your cheesecake. Tell me, Helly, what was in that cheesecake?
It was a chocolate peanut butter American-style baked cheesecake.
Delicious.
It was amazing, wasn't it?
Absolutely scrummy, and I'm going to try to make one at home now.
We're in Bee's Bakery. Is it Bloomsbury? So, tell me, do you know, you've met her before, and you have you been here before?
I've not been here before, but I've met Bee at a Chinese restaurant at a friend's birthday lunch once, and she'd just opened, was just in the process of opening her new Chelsea store, and it was, I think, was her first lunch out for a year, and she's been working flat out for 3 years on the business.
So tell me, what do you think of the place?
I think it's lovely, charming, lovely cakes, very classic cakes, type of place you'd bring your mother, bring your gran, bring your aged maiden aunts.
This book, Tea with Bee, these are the recipes from here. I love it, absolutely love it, Helen, when a book is brought out by a bakery, a little bit like the Nordic bakery book. It's so good to be able to actually take the recipe book home and cook from it.
Absolutely, and you can take a bit of the magic of the place you've eaten home with you. And I'm loving this book. It's sort of almost 1930s, go out for afternoon tea with a nice handbag and a hat and gloves and have proper tea out in a nice tea shop. It's sort of it's quite old-fashioned, but with a contemporary twist, isn't it, Vanessa?
It is. We've got some beautiful recipes just flicking through here. Donut muffins, raspberry meringues. They look absolutely fabulous. Foolproof vanilla macaroons. Oh, vanilla marshmallows. Have you made marshmallows recently?
I made marshmallows for the first time on Sunday.
And weren't they easy?
Dead easy, providing you have a stand mixer. I wouldn't want to without one with the boiling sugar syrup. And they taste better after a few days. And I can't believe how simple they are. And loads of scope for different flavours. So I made plain vanilla. And I'm going to try some fruit, some matcha, some coffee, some chocolate. Anything you fancy, really.
Well, I bought a packet of these just to try them. But looking at this one here, she doesn't use egg in her recipe. Bee, very similar recipe to that I was making. They really are quite delicious.
Yes.
Sea salt caramels. I think salt works really well, don't you, with chocolate or caramel?
Absolutely. It sort of heightens the flavour, and it reminds me of children's parties when you used to cram chocolate-covered fingers and salt and vinegar crisps into your mouth at the same time. It's exactly the same idea, isn't it?
It is. So what do you think you'll be cooking from this recipe book? So we've been flicking through it while we've been having our tea. And you had jasmine tea, didn't you?
I had delicious jasmine tea, which was very much like green tea and white tea. Don't like black fermented Indian tea at all. The book, I'm going to be making the cheesecake when I get home. I've made the vegan chocolate cake, which is fantastic. You wouldn't know it was vegan. And huge fan of vegan baking because you can cook from the store cupboard. And I frequently, disorganised, run out of butter, run out of eggs. So vegan cake it is.
So you'd recommend this bakery book?
Yes. A beautiful book by Ryland Peters. As always, Ryland Peters, beautiful photos, nice recipes. Well worth a look.
Fantastic. Right, I'm going to have another slice of that cheesecake.
Absolutely. And then go to the gym.